We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good afternoon. How you doing? Are you fired up, ready to go? I am so excited today. Well, normally I wouldn't be because Jollinet has taken to having a Monday press conference now. The good news is he doesn't have a daily one anymore, but he does routinely now take Mondays at 4 o'clock for, you know, the somewhat predictable spewing of rote jargon and electioneering. But today is different. Today he has Anthony Fauci joining him in the 4 o'clock. I kid you not. Ned's hitting the big time. I don't know. It'll probably be, you know, it'll probably be via Zoom or something like that. And maybe there'll be feedback or delay or you won't be able to hear Fauci at all. But at least, I don't know, it's two people who look like they belong together. I just feel like Fauci and Lamont will make a really good team, and I'm hopeful about the kind of breakthrough this will represent for the program, having this kind of revolutionary pairing taking place right here live on our airwaves for what I believe is the first time. Has this ever happened before? A tag team between Fauci and Lamont? Oh. This is so much fun. What else? Oh, okay, yeah. You do have to hear this. You ready to hear this? Fauci's thing, Friday he said, he told ABC News on Friday that goggles, you should consider wearing goggles. Because the mask protects your mucosal, whatever they are, in your mouth and your nose. But you also have these mucosal things in your eyes, and you want to, you want to make sure you're protected on all fronts.
It's not universally recommended, but if you really want to be complete, you should probably use it if you can. It's just that it's so easy for people to just make a cloth mask.
Yeah. So there's Fauci. That's as close. I don't know. I keep trying to get the sound so that it has him saying goggles. But for some reason, I haven't successfully dubbed that one yet, but I'm working on it. Anyway, I wanted to get your reaction. Will you wear a plastic face visor like like in hospitals or doctor's offices, or goggles? Because goggles would be wonderful if you would wear goggles. Well, I just want to get your feedback on this. Simple question, 860-522-9842. Will you wear goggles? Fauci is going to be live in an hour. We'll be listening to him here with Jolly Ned. And I'm hoping, actually, if you have any sway with any media people, maybe you could get somebody to ask Fauci. No, I'm sorry, ask Jolly Ned if he will follow Fauci's guidance and start wearing goggles. Because I've just got this thing in my head of Jolly Ned dressed up like the Red Baron. Goggles, scarf, blowing in the wind. That's where I want to take this thing. So will you wear goggles? 860-522-9842. Just want to do a little survey on this right now. And if you want to do a rant line on the same thing, you can. 860-751-4698. 24/7. There it is, the rant line. Just waiting. Waiting for you to... Well, it's good for people who are afraid to come on the air, or for liberals. If we have liberals who would like to join the show, some people have been calling the rant line saying, get more liberals. They're fun to listen to. And I agree. I would like to get more liberal opinion on the show. So call the rant line liberals where you can safely, privately give your opinion. Okay. Goggles, please. Are you prepared to wear? Bruce Bristol. Hi. Yes, Bruce.
Hey, what's going on?
That's what I want to know.
Hello?
Bruce, talk to me, Bruce. Don't say hello. Don't ask questions. Just, just talk.
Yeah, I want to weigh in on the goggle issue. There's no darn way you're getting me to wear goggles. I'm about to explode having to wear this darn mask. So, no.
What kind of mask do you have? Do you have a homemade one that you made for yourself?
I use a bunch of them. I work with an elderly autistic man, so I got to be careful because of him. So I've had the N95s. I've had the KN95. Today, I was wearing, I made a tank top earlier in the day, and I was wearing the sleeve from the tank top as a mask. So
Particularly hate it in this weather when it gets really hot like this?
Dude, I would hate it in any capacity. I just feel like you don't breathe as well. I work out. I go to the gym. You got to wear one there. It sucks, but, you know, I'm willing to do it. The main reason I wear them is because if somebody tells me that I should be wearing the mask and starts trying to give me a hard time, I might end up in jail.
Yeah, well, because you're volatile is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't believe in any of this crap. I can barely tolerate it. I know that this virus has a fatality rate somewhere around that of the flu. I'm done with it. And then if I got some jerk in line telling me, well, buddy, why aren't you wearing your mask? The conversation would rapidly go downhill from there.
Understood. All right, Bruce, thank you for sharing. 860-522-9842. Dr. Fauci, who will be on our airwaves, 4 o'clock hour, NED press conference, says you should be wearing goggles along with a mask to make sure that the mucous membranes in your eyes don't absorb the virus there, because you can be infected in the eyes, which obviously you don't have a mask covering. Goggles, what do you say, Brian?
Love them. Got them on right now. I have to wear them for work, but these are safety glasses that are impact resistant. I have them tint so dark you can weld with them. I love them. I wear them all the time, but I guess I wear my wireframe glasses, which probably provides some protection on the weekends when we're not at work.
What do you mean? Why do you love the goggles? Aren't they uncomfortable? They press tight against your face, don't they?
Oh, these things are fantastic, Todd. These are not. They're like sunglasses now. All the guys in construction wear them. You also can get nice ones if you don't need prescription, minor prescription. But Oakley makes a beautiful one. I mean, they're really nice looking. You can get them mirrored. They're really comfortable. I highly recommend them. I love them. Plus, it's really good to protect your eyes, man. It's really a good thing.
Well, it does make sense. Even from what?
A sneeze or a fart or anything.
Oh, you mean to... You're saying if someone passes gas, it bothers your eyes?
Todd, I think that if someone were to sneeze, you could catch AIDS and the COVID from it. You gotta watch out for the pregnant lady sneezing, man. They are at least on her menstrual cycle.
All right, Brian. You are protected against everything, it sounds like. Brian sees danger behind every piece of clothing. 860-522-9842. So, Dr. Anthony Fauci. I'm so excited. I feel like a big-time celebrity is setting foot in the state, even though I'm assuming he's not going to be here. But still, I have that sense of excitement. The Fauci. He's the biggest thing since the Fonz, isn't he? He's got such a big persona. And he's so all over the place, like everybody is in this virus. The more I hear them talk, the more I think. I wish they had been this honest. He's all over the place now and quite open about it. And I just love that. Hello, Mike. You're on WTIC. Mike, what's up?
Hello.
Mike, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes. Concerning wearing the goggles, I pretty much remember Dr. Fauci said, we're wearing masks not so much to protect yourself, but to protect somebody else from getting the virus.
Ooh.
Well, if the mask protects somebody else from getting the virus, why do they need goggles as well? Would be my question to Dr. Fauci.
Well, Mike, you are a little too smart for me. That is such an astute observation. I love that. Yes, if the purpose of us wearing a mask is to catch the little globules of liquid that will be making airborne the little particles of virus, then the eyes are being protected of the other people.
Completely.
Just as their nose and mouth is.
Dr. Fauci has probably changed his mind about six times so far. So the other question you would ask Dr. Fauci is, so which one of the six times are we supposed to believe? The first, the fifth, the third? I mean, it's just, to me, I don't believe in the goggles. I don't believe in the masks. But, you know, that's my own personal choice. What anybody else wants to do, that's up to them. But I just think the goggles thing, we've gone beyond ridiculous now.
Can you imagine, though, when Jolly Ned shows up at his press conference with goggles
on? Yes.
How cool that will be.
I want a little snorkel, too, with a filter on it.
Yes, there you go. I think it'll be a beautiful thing. Mike, very good observation. Thank you for picking up that inconsistency. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. That's brilliant. It's brilliant. The purpose of the mask, they keep telling us, is to protect other people. The saliva, the droplets don't go airborne carrying the evil virus. And therefore, other people are made safe by our masks. Now, some people argue that this can't work because the virus is very small. I don't understand that argument because the virus is very small. But the argument is that the virus is going airborne on a little particle of saliva that would be visible, perhaps, but certainly big enough to get caught in the netting of a mask, even if the gaps are somewhat wide for a virus. It doesn't mean they're wide for the stuff you're spewing out when you talk. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. We'll continue the conversation. 860-522-9842. I want to add another question. Will you wear goggles as recommended by Dr. Fauci? And the second question is, I'm not even going to ask it yet. We'll do it when we get back. All right? Stay with us on WTIC. Oh, yeah. I love this Anthony Fauci. He just adds an air of comedic quality, does he not, to everything going on? 860-522-9842.
I think we're going to get to a point where eye protection is recommended.
Listen.
You know, it might. I mean, if you really want perfect protection of your mucosal surfaces. Your audience, Jen, as you very well know, you have mucosa in the nose, mucosa in the mouth, but you also have mucosa in the eye. And that's one of the things that, you know, theoretically, you should protect all the mucosal surfaces. So if you have goggles or an eye shield, you should use it. I mean, it's not universally recommended, but if you really want to be complete, you should probably use it if you can. It's just that it's so easy for people to just make a cloth mask.
He's saying people make them. Well, he's totally confused, as Mike pointed out just a few minutes ago. Dr. Fauci forgot. The Fauci forgot that the purpose of the mask is to protect other people. And now the confused Fauci, he's gotten a little senile, obviously, or came in that way a few months ago. The Fauci is now saying the purpose of the goggles would be to protect your own eyes, which is just baffling. Since we're already wearing masks to protect other people, which is it? Are we trying to protect other people? Or are we trying to protect ourselves? And if everybody else is wearing a mask, therefore protecting us from airborne globules of salivational material. I'm trying to sound like an expert, like an epidemiologist. The salivational material carrying viral matter should be blocked by the mask. 860-522-9842. Mike in Bark, Ham, and Stead, all three places. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Todd. Yeah, I've heard it called the electoral virus, and I kind of agree with it now. I mean, it's not that it's not a real virus, but the what's going on is just getting...
Yeah, I'm feeling that way, too. Like, they this might have been the only way they could think of to really get rid of Trump, and they had this thing in the lab, and they rolled it out. Maybe the Chinese called up Hillary and said, Hill, we got an idea. Who knows?
Well, it is worldwide, and we all, everybody here knows somebody personally, probably that's had the virus, and some people have gotten very, very sick from the virus. So it's not that it's not a real virus, but my son just got back from the Netherlands. He's a missionary over there and got back finally for a short-term visit, a lot shorter than he wanted it to be, but he was so surprised. He got over last month. He said the Netherlands, they don't wear masks. There's no masks required in the Netherlands. They do require social distancing. They limit the number of people in the stores. The stores are very small. And if you Google it, the Netherlands, I believe, has the highest population per square foot in the world. And
really?
Very populous country, international population. And their infection rate is below ours. So think about it. What is different between the Netherlands? And we all know the story of Sweden. Sweden has an infection rate just a little higher than ours. No masks, no lockdown, no goggles. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, I'll just leave it for people to research on their own if they choose to show the interest.
Yeah, I'm going to double-check those countries because I haven't looked them up in a while. But since liberals love to model America after Scandinavian countries, I feel like it's a good idea what you're suggesting, that we focus on those.
Yeah, definitely. Google it. Google the population, what I did, the population of the country. Then they do their daily COVID updates just like us. And Google the amount of people that have been infected, those that have passed away, and compare it to the United States. And like at with Sweden, I looked it up, and Sweden is roughly the population of Massachusetts and Connecticut. And when you look at their infection rate, it's below Connecticut and Mass combined, when we put our populations combined.
And yeah, you're right. Sweden is about 10 million people.
Strange. So.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you. Good to hear from you, sir. Joan, you're next on WTIC. Hi, Joan.
Hi. Just a comment about the masks. You know, I totally agree with everything that's been said and how we have been told that masks were to protect others. But there have been some studies recently, one in particular from UC San Francisco, stating that masks do, in fact, help you to protect yourself. So that part of it is probably true, that wearing a mask would also protect you from inhaling or breathing particles from...
Well, Joan, I'm inclined to agree with you. I really think masks are the only thing that these guys have talked about that make any sense. That,
yes.
That is the one thing that we can really do to control this. And it certainly makes sense that if, it might be an 80-20 or a 90-10 where... 90% it's blocking us from sneezing onto people, but it also might protect us with an inhale. It's just, I want them to tell us the truth. And what they've been doing from the beginning, it seems to me, is acting like they know it all. And
right.
That they're the voice of God when they speak. When
right.
Jolly Ned does a press conference, he wants us to do what he says because he's the voice of God. He's the king. And I don't buy that. I want them to be honest with us.
I agree, and I think one medical person has one set of opinions and another one has another set, and it's just like with the hydroxychloroquine. I've read more articles with doctors agreeing and having treated patients with a combination of that Zithromax and zinc and having it work. So one person may disagree. It has been around for 60 years, and it's safe, but... Any opinion, medically, medicine is not an exact science. There's a lot of opinions and a lot of subjectivity.
Well, that's the thing, Joan. No science is an exact science. That's the nature of science. It's experimental. It is refining its knowledge all the time. So don't act like you're God and you know whose idea is foolish when these doctors are doing studies on the hydroxychloroquine. Thank you for that. We will pause for news and continue with a great sound from Jolly Ned on the rate hike coming up on WTIC.
All businesses do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.